It is the DVE Morning Show, and we have Sally Wiggin is in the studio with us this morning. Sally, it's always great to see you.
It's great to be here.
Oh, Sally Wiggin's the best. And we have Cam Hayward on the line right now. Cam, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. Good morning, Sally.
Guy Cam, you're the best. You really are.
Wouldn't you like to wake up to that, like an alarm clock that did that for you every morning? It's just Sally Wiggin telling you you're the best.
That'd be pretty awesome, besides my kids screaming in my face.
I think that would be better, Cam.
Cam Hayward with us. And all right, so first of all, that Thursday night game, for Steeler fans, you guys gave us the biggest gift. And I'm wondering if it felt like the same to you. We all of a sudden had 10 days to ruminate on a beatdown of the Titans, who were supposed to be, you know, one of the formidable foes in your standing in your way between the top seed in the playoffs and a home field and a bye.
You literally made our Thanksgiving.
Yeah, now we just get to sit through all the way through Thanksgiving, you know, and metaphorically our belly is full. You know what I mean? Like, it's a great feeling. Do you guys have that same sense of like, wow, what a relief?
I don't think we really have that same sense. You know, we don't really rest on our laurels. We're, you know, we can take our foot off the gas pedal. You know, we still got a lot to accomplish this year. And, you know, we play a lot of tough opponents from here on out. I know everybody was excited after the Titans game. It was a good game. But, you know, we got a lot to still do. And that means being a lot of top quality opponents.
Cam, do you think there's any chance the reputation of your defense preceded the Steelers into that game, and you guys convinced the Titans not to try all their option misdirection game and expose their quarterback to your defense?
I don't know what the response was to them not running that. Yeah, you know, maybe they got scared of Tuitt. You know, he's been knocking out quarterbacks, so... You know, they didn't want to put their quarterback in harm's way. But, you know, we came with a plan that if they were going to run the option and all that that trickery, that, you know, you got to make them pay for it. Luckily, it didn't come to that. I thought we did a good job of containing Mariota and not letting him get out of the pocket. And if we play a quarterback like that again, we got to continue to do that.
Is that a pretty big deal that if that is in fact the case, your street cred is such that teams are noticing you guys, the physicality and the potential damage you can inflict?
You want your street cred to be like that. You know, you want to strike fear into the offensive coordinator's heart. But it's just about doing it week in and week out. You know, we're going to play some other quarterbacks that might have to use their legs to run or, you know, have a good running game. And we got to make sure we hold up our end of the deal.
Cam, I tweeted out a video of a gif of one of your sacks on Thursday night, and Brett Kiesel, your old teammate, was speculating that you might have hurt him on that play. Did you feel like when you landed on him that you might have hurt Mariota?
No. I didn't even think about that at the time. You know, I tried to put all my body weight because it was a legal play, but, you know, if he fell a little bit more, I was happy with it.
So now you get to enjoy Thanksgiving and then look ahead to the Packers on Sunday night. Do you guys have a different week because of the game? Do you have off on Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. Coach isn't allowing that. You know, he doesn't want anybody to be fat before a game. So, you know, we'll still have practice. I think we might start a little bit earlier so we can end a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. But he's going to get this full practice and make sure guys don't just stuff their faces with too much bird.
Yeah, but you're going to, I mean.
You're going to do that anyway.
You're
right?
Going to do it, right? Yeah.
I'll try to fast a little bit to make sure I can have some Thanksgiving food.
Are you entertaining, or where's everybody go? Does everybody go back to their hometowns, or do they stick around?
Everybody usually sticks around. We do have practice the next day. If someone tries to go home, I want to hear that story. But I'm going to my grandparents, so it should be a good time. You know, I haven't had a chance to see them in a little bit. You know, these primetime games are a little bit rougher on them because, you know, they don't like to stay up too late. But I'll get to spend some quality time.
So what's your stance on cranberry sauce?
I'm not a big fan of that.
Me neither.
Have you given it a legitimate chance as an adult? Because I find that what happens a lot of times is people eat it when they're kids, and then they're so turned off by it when they're
so
kids
bad as
that
a kid.
They give up on it. But if you come back to it as an adult, your palate's changed.
I don't really believe in that. Right. So I'll just give up on it.
Do you like sweet potatoes?
Oh, I love sweet potatoes. With marshmallow sauce.
I knew you were going to say that. How did I know you were going to say that? Because I was going to suggest I had some vegan mashed sweet potatoes.
Oh, don't
yesterday.
Vegan to it. You're just going to ruin it.
Yeah, actually, it was.
It's a potato. How do you make it? It's already vegan.
No, it was awful.
Yeah.
It was. That means no butter or anything
like
that.
Oh, all right.
I have to tell you, Cam, it was awful.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You can't mess with that. I mean, a sweet potato can be made into a dessert, basically. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of the sweet potato dishes are just so awesome. It's like you're actually eating dessert while you're having the turkey. Now, let me ask you about gravy distribution. Do you create the Lake Tahoe of mashed potatoes for the gravy and then do the drive and drag of the turkey through the gravy? Or do you put gravy over everything?
I put the gravy on the mashed potatoes, but I usually wait to get the mashed potatoes because there's so many different sides I want to get. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take away from everything else. So, mashed potatoes is on a separate plate, and it's just overflowing with gravy.
A separate plate?
Really?
This is interesting. It's a two-plate process.
Yeah. It's tough when you're trying to do it all at once because when you want to have the full palate.
And you're a giant human being.
And you're a giant human Cam Hayward. But if you make a volcano of potatoes with the gravy in between, you can just use that as your dipping sauce. Like, you just go to it as a dipper, and that way it doesn't, because you don't want gravy in some of the other food.
Right, exactly. You don't want gravy in your mac and cheese.
No.
Or your green bean casserole.
Right.
Come on.
Exactly.
You do want it on your stuffing, and stuffing is the very best part of Thanksgiving.
I agree.
Oh, I don't know about very best part. You haven't had my grandmother's mac and cheese. It is to die for.
I got to tell you, never had mac and cheese on Thanksgiving.
I haven't either. When you said that, Cam, I was looking. I've never had mac and cheese.
No, it's a part of everybody's Thanksgiving now. And it's just, yeah, it was never a part of my family's.
It wasn't mine either.
Wow.
Well, what does she put in it that makes it so special?
TLC, Tenderness, Love, and Care.
Aww.
Hey, Cam, how'd you guys get the word about Marcus Gilbert, and what's the player's reaction?
I literally found out after I woke up from a nap.
Did he eat some bad mac and cheese? Is that what it was?
He must have.
Yeah.
I know it's not ideal. We're not proud of the situation. Obviously, he's not fighting the appeal process. But, luckily we have a guy like Chris Hubbard that can step in, and that's been stepping in accordingly. So, Chris is going to get the nod again, and, we're going to rally behind him.
Yeah, I mean, that was tough news for Steeler fans. And I guess if you don't appeal it, then that doesn't delay the suspension, right?
Right. I think it goes into full effect. It's not a good situation at all, but I think Marcus will learn from it and come back from the suspension, better from it.
Kevin Colbert used the word disappointed in his statement. The team is clearly disappointed. What's the players' take on that?
It's just a tough situation. I don't know what he took or how he took it. I know Marcus said inadvertently, but, that's not an excuse. It sucks. Marcus is a guy that can be a Pro Bowl player for us. Luckily we'll get him down the road, but that's one of those things you got to learn. You got to be very careful what you put in your body because you're going to get tested a lot. And, it's a tough, he was coming off a hamstring injury. You don't know what happened, but it's hard to, it's hard to even think that, you're going to miss four games like that.
Hey, Cam, did you get a chance to see any of the footage from Thursday Night Football with the Skycam?
I saw a little bit of it. It looked pretty good, you know, but I'm not that big a fan of it. I like it when, you know, have you guys ever watched like an NBA game where they would use it sometimes and then they would use it for replays?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I think that's how it needs to be used. I don't think it needs to be the whole game like that.
Agree.
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
People were comparing it to Madden, like a video game.
Yeah, it did look like that at times. I love it pre-snap and post-snap, but during a play, it's kind of dizzying because, you know, we're just not used to watching a game like that.
Right, and you're doing it from an offensive point of view. You're not even showing a defense. If you showed it once in a while from a defense, you know, show all the different angles. But don't just rely just on that because that's everybody's bread and butter when it's, you know, going east to west. You know, and it's I think they're just trying it out and trying to figure out how they can do it.
So did you know that thing was there? Could you hear it above you or anything?
I saw it a couple of times, but it looks the exact same as any other camera we've had in the past. But that might have been the wrong camera I was looking at. So you never know.
How much do you think a team can pick up? There was great concern, apparently, for the audible system being revealed because of that view of everything. And I guess that's what led to all the dilly-dilly stuff on the Steelers' part. But do you think teams are at risk, you know, showing their cards, so to speak?
Well, I think teams are at risk of showing their cards in any, you know, prime time game, especially how close the cameras get, and they can hear everything. You know, you got to be pretty sound in what you do. You know, I know in the past we've looked at games where we can pick up calls through TV production, but, you know, I don't think it's any different through this game.
Did the defense have a dilly-dilly call or anything similarly ridiculous, just in case?
We don't have a dilly-dilly call, I'll tell you that. But I can't reveal any of our other calls because they could still be in play.
Did you dig the Color Rush uniforms?
Oh, I love the color.
They're so badass. Yeah, awesome. I wish you guys could wear them more often.
Yeah, they were beautiful. Well, I noticed.
I think we should wear the Color Rush pants with our away jerseys sometimes. I think that'd be pretty cool, too.
They should do more stuff like that. I don't know why they don't. People would just buy more jerseys. It would be good for the NFL.
Well, the NFL
talk
does
to the
need
NFL
money.
About it. Get it
guys,
out there.
Guys, you don't change the pinstripes. The Steeler uniform is the Steeler uniform.
They've changed it like 10 times.
Just saying.
Yeah, think about how many times we've won their Bumblebee jerseys.
Which were the worst jerseys. Were you embarrassed
to wear
that thing?
No, those jerseys were not bad. It was the khaki pants. I don't know what they were doing there.
Anybody that wears khaki pants should really reconsider their life choices.
What? What's wrong with khaki pants?
That was a shot at Harbaugh, Cam.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of shots at Harbaugh.
No, come on, wait a minute. You're talking to a Michigan alum here.
Oh, I know you guys were talking this week.
Actually, you know what? The worse they get, Cam, the more I break out my Michigan sweatshirt and my coffee cup.
Well, at least you'll stay warm because you're not going to that game.
Cam Hayward, hey, man, thanks as always for your time and have a great Thanksgiving with your family. Go get them Sunday night,
Cam.
Man. It's a total drag. There's another night game but for us fans, but we'll all be there and be watching for sure, man. Get another one.
Thank you, guys, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
All right, see
happy
you, Cam.
Go Bucks.
Thanksgiving, Cam.
Go Bucks.
We'll see you, man.